This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1. 104.1.
617-931-1234. We always love to turn the show over to you on Monday morning at about this time and find out what you did over the weekend. You can text or call that number, 617-931-1234. Something big, something small, something important to you, or something insignificant. We want to hear about it. Kennedy, what you got? What'd you do over the weekend?
I went to Washington, D.C. I went to our nation's capital.
Love.
Where it all happens.
How was traveling?
It was fine,
right?
Honestly. It wasn't that busy. You know, they were saying that it was the beginning of the season. I imagine if it was the Wednesday of Thanksgiving, like, it might be a different story. So
right.
I would suggest you get there a little bit early. But honestly, it was fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Are they as locked down as we are when you're going in places like the museums and stuff
Washington,
like that?
Washington, D.C. is 10 times more locked down than Massachusetts is, which I never thought I would see.
Huh.
Because most places just are whoopsie-doodle with it. But inside D.C. proper, they have a mask mandate, which apparently is getting lifted today. So, but, you know, you had to have it on when you were obviously traveling, you know, inside the metro, inside rideshare, and then inside all the museums and stuff, any restaurant. And they still, in fact, if you're a smaller restaurant, you can't even have people eating in it.
Oh, wow.
You have to eat outside. So, so I did that. Like, I got in on Friday. I went over to Capitol Hill. I went to the National Archives. I saw the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Emancipation Proclamation.
That's so cool.
All the old documents.
Oh, my gosh. It was just, you know, something about it. And then I went on Saturday. I took, like, a food and culture tour of U Street District, which is known as also known as Black Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a place I probably never would have gone if I hadn't done this tour.
Yeah.
And ate some amazing food I've never eaten. I'd never eaten Ethiopian food before. I ate Ethiopian food. I had a whole bunch of stuff I'd never had and just learned so much about it. Did you know that the roughly 700,000 people who live within Washington, D.C. proper have no representation in Congress or Senate?
That is correct.
So confusing
to because
me. And in fact, they just elected someone. They got to have a mayor. And
right.
then they got to have a congressperson, maybe.
Yeah.
But they just took a vote and won't let them vote.
It is so weird.
The place in which our democracy is cradled is the most undocumented. It has no democracy in it.
That was the problem.
They
with
are
the,
taxation without representation, and it is bonkers.
That is
that
the, that's what happened with the insurrection and why they had so many problems, because there's no organizations in place for Washington, D.C. to allow them to come in. And
you can guess as to the reason why they don't want that to happen.
Of course.
Which is gross.
Right.
But in any event, it was awesome. It was just a perfect weekend. It wasn't too cold. The sun was shining.
From the 774, rake leaves and put up Christmas lights outside. That's kind of cool. From the 71, signed the lease on my new apartment.
Good for exciting. You.
That is the best. And then going to, like, the store that first night to get, like, a garbage can and a broom.
Garbage cans are expensive, man. Let me tell you.
Garbage cans are weirdly expensive.
They're so expensive.
I know, it is wild.
Because everyone needs them, Kennedy. There's a supply and demand issue.
I know,
thank
right?
you, Dan.
Just ridiculous, a little bit.
Well, it was the weekend of Barrett this weekend. My son Barrett turned 11 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And it started on Friday. He got to pick the movie that we watched on Friday night.
What'd he pick?
Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
It's a good movie.
Spectacular movie. Oh my gosh, one of the best movies of the year. It is unbelievable. One of the best Marvel movies I think that I've ever seen. It was just perfect from beginning to end. Love that movie. So we did that on Friday night. And then on Saturday, I took him and a couple of his friends to go see the new Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Wow.
Also one of the best movies of the year.
Good movie. But spoiler alert, not like the old Ghostbusters, more like Stranger Things.
Ooh.
Like jump scare you out of your seat type
stuff. I'm here for that.
And, you know, I had like 10-year-olds and one 7-year-old. There was a few times that movie I was like, I'm not at the right movie for a 7-year-old to be hanging out. But he just covered up his ears and closed his eyes
for
a minute.
Smart.
And we moved on.
Paid 10 bucks for his matinee or suck it up, Buttercup.
That's right. That's right. And no, you're not getting any soda or popcorn. It's on my bill. As soon as we walked in, the 7-year-old was like, are we getting snacks? I was like, no, get to the movie theater.
You didn't take him to a 7-Eleven beforehand and show him how to sneak it in?
No, we had pizza and stuff at the house beforehand, so we filled him up with food there. And then on Sunday, we had my mother-in-law over, and we let Barrett pick the dinner that he wanted for his birthday. Mm-hmm. He picked crab cakes and charcuterie.
Because he's a 40-year-old man.
Kills me. He absolutely kills me.
He has a more refined palate than me, and he has
he
since he was 6.
A charcuterie board for his 11th birthday?
Yeah, and you know what the big gift that we got him was? We got him a chessboard.
No.
We got
no.
him. This chessboard is, it's like a replica.
Can I take him out, please?
Famous chessboards ever made, and he was so happy about it. I do have to tell you one other thing that happened to me. This has never happened to me before. I fell yesterday. I fell down 17 stairs at my house.
Oh,
from
buddy.
The top stair down to the bottom stair.
That's tough.
I was wearing socks and slippery clothes, and
you
I leaned down.
You need to put some stuff on your stairs.
Lana had something sitting
time.
On the stairs. I went to pick it up. I lost my balance. I mean, I'm black and blue on my knee. I'm black and blue on my elbow. You can see on my finger.
Yep, it is time to put the little pieces of rug on
you
all
know,
of your
when
stairs.
You're watching The Price is Right and the commercial comes on for the wheelchair that slides yeah. you up the stairs. We're going to need you to get that.
I know.
That's
I know.
Dangerous, man.
It was scary.
Lucky and the, all your limbs are fine.
The scary part, too, was that Lana was right at the bottom of the stairs as it was happening. She was getting ready to come up. So she is like screaming, hysterical, crying, like all of it. And I'm still coming down the stairs in like slow motion,
like,
loudly, and she's trying
no.
to catch it. And I had a bag of trash in my hand, so that was going everywhere. She's like, I noticed you didn't drop the bag of trash. I was like, well, I didn't want to have to clean my bones up and the trash.
Well, you are a man of a certain age now.
Thank you, Dan.
You're going to have to get you a life alert.
I knew this was coming. I know. From the 617, putting the finishing touches on my first ever self-published book dealing with the Boston-Cambridge nightlife of the 80s and
90s. What? Wow. I need a copy of that one.
That's incredible.
Review copy, please. Thank you.
I always admire someone who can sit down and actually write an entire book from start to finish and like follow through with it.
Takes so much discipline. From the 781, I found out I'm going to be a grandma. Congratulations. From the 508, I took my NCLEX this weekend and passed.
NCLEX,
is that what it's called? I'm officially a nurse, so congratulations.
Congrats.
From the 617, went to Encore. The guy next to me won $30,000 on a slot machine.
Holy smokes.
So close.
I'd have got up and moved. I was like, no way this one's winning. The guy next to me just won $30,000.
Annie, how was your weekend?
I had a great weekend. I actually fell too, Carson. That's funny. I was running on Friday on Wally Beach, and I've ran Wally Beach a million times. I just wasn't paying attention, and I fell.
Oh, no.
Flat on my face. Scraped my hands, ripped my leggings and my knees,
Annie, no.
And I just got up and I was like, I know somebody saw me. I know somebody saw me.
I think we should do the BOGO for the life alert.
I'm down. I'm down, man. There's nothing worse than falling and getting up and being like, dang it. And there was a million construction workers just staring at me. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Thanks so much. And then Saturday I went to the Celtics game. Rob and I went, and it was so fun. We went to Sully's Tap before. It's the only place to go before a Celtics game. And then yesterday, Rob's aunt and uncle actually came down to Quincy. I took them to the Fowler House. It was a nice late birthday.
Wow.
I know. A nice late birthday celebration. They got me a Cohasset wine glass. So, I've been assimilated.
Producer Dan, how was your weekend?
It was good. So Friday was kind of just low key. But Saturday, we went down to the Cape to see Brittany's parents for her dad's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate very expensive A5 Japanese Wagyu steak.
How was it? Did it melt in your mouth like a piece of butter?
It was, it was told different.
You.
It was like nothing I've had before.
Yeah, if you missed it on Friday, Dan told us that Brittany bought that, Dan's girlfriend Brittany bought that for her dad for his birthday, right?
Yep.
Where do you order that from?
Some
anywhere online.
Farm online. Mm-hmm. It came with like a muzzle print of the cow's nose.
Wow.
And like the name and the farmer and everything. Like there was like a certificate for this cow.
It's a little too close for comfort for me. I don't need to know his nuzzle print on my dinner.
Yeah, but you know that he lived a nice life. I think that's good.
Probably a better life than all those market basket cows.
Right.
But then, so for her dad's birthday, his partner got him an Oculus, which is a virtual reality headset.
Yep. Man.
Yeah.
And he was like, you got to check this out. So I put it on and just, it's incredible. So then Brittany wears it, and then 15 minutes later, we're at Best Buy buying two for our friends.
No.
Of course.
I spent the whole weekend in virtual reality, and I'm never coming back.
Damn.
I had to charge the headset for a little bit, so I just turned the Celtics game on. And I was like, this is so two-dimensional. I'm not even in the screen.
Mark Zuckerberg, you've assimilated to Meta.
It is freaking crazy how good. I didn't know like virtual reality technology got that good.
Yeah. Barrett's friend has it, and he goes over there and plays it, and he says, it's incredible.
There's one game called Beat Saber where they put you in this world and like a music starts playing and you have lightsabers for hands.
That's crazy.
And you have to hit the beat as it comes at you to stay on.
I just want to watch you do that.
Go to Britney's Instagram and you can watch it.
I'm saying I'm never coming back. The real world is not it anymore.
Yeah, my sister has one of those, and she has a 13-year-old son who loves to watch it, but sometimes she wonders, why is he in his room for so long watching it? I'll just let you figure out the rest of that, what you can use it for.
I haven't thought about that.
Yep.
Oh, my whole week is booked.
From the 508, I work my side hustle at a brewery in southern Vermont. Come visit.
Nice.
We'll text us the name of it. From the 508, I listened to Mix on the Odyssey app while unpacking in our new home in Maine, and then drove back to Massachusetts for a baby shower for my niece.
It's a ride
and,
or die right
and,
there.
And soon to be great niece. Somebody said they saw that beef at Wegmans on Saturday for $69 a pound.
Holy smokes.
From the 617, I went to the Ohio State Michigan State football
game. That game was a bloodbath.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I had
Ohio
a friend
that
took
State had 50 points in the first half.
Did they really?
50 points?
Oh. Yeah, it was cray.
That's wild.
Like, if I was a Michigan State fan, I would just go, I'm going to go.
There were a ton
of
University of Michigan people on my flight because they played Maryland, I guess, over the weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Getting loud on the plane?
Yeah. Well, no, just on the plane. No one was
And from
anywhere.
The 774, I found out I'm going to be an auntie two more times this spring.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.